President Obama's nominee for Attorney General cleared an important step today. The Senate Judiciary Committee voted 12-8 in favor of Loretta Lynch, who would be the first African-American woman to be appointed to the job. Three Republican senators joined Democrats to send her nomination to the full Senate.
And Magna, that fight in the Senate will be nothing compared to the run for the president in 2016. Listeners, if you back a candidate and the hope is everyone gets involved, right? It's what makes a democracy work. Just know that before you slap a bumper sticker on your car or hang a political cartoon at work, you might want to listen to our next guest. Turns out that either of those actions could get you fired. In most states in the country, state laws won't protect you. And while federal laws bar employers from firing workers for race, religion, or gender, there is no protection for freedom of political speech or action. Labor employment attorney Josh Waxman of Littler Mendelson in Washington, D.C. is here. And Josh, let's be a little clearer. Is there a difference between public employees and private employees when it comes to political speech?
Yes, there is a difference. If you're a public employee, there will be some First Amendment protections, and oftentimes there may even be some either state legislation or federal legislation that may protect your right as either a federal government employee or a state government employee. Mm-hmm. So if we're talking about private employees, which are the vast majority of workers in the United States, those are the individuals that we're talking about who generally don't have protections under the law for political activity, protection against discrimination or retaliation in the workplace.
And before we get to the kinds of activity and what's happened to some people, are we talking here about activity just in the workplace or outside too?
It's very broad. If you think about it in terms of someone's digital fingerprint, whether it's something that they might do on Facebook or something they might post on Twitter, all aspects of social media can also be implicated by these laws. You know, you can go from the bumper sticker on the car to the post on Facebook.
So there's a whole spectrum of things, going to rallies, and maybe you post it on Facebook or tweeting about a candidate. This could have repercussions if you are a private employee. Now, we should point out that there are four states and D.C., where political speech and action, even if it's private, are protected?
Yes, that's correct. If you live in California or New York, as well as Washington, D.C., you have protection against political affiliation discrimination. If you live in Colorado or North Dakota, there are broader protections against discrimination based on lawful conduct outside of work.
And by the way, the protection in the states that offer it, New York, California, and in D.C., is only if it doesn't interfere with the business functioning. So you can't hold the rally at work. But we were stunned to hear some cases that have actually happened. People who have worn political buttons or done emails or gone to rallies and been fired.
If you don't have that type of protection in the states that we mentioned, that certainly could happen. It's not a prohibited form of discrimination. If you have someone who feels a certain way about a candidate and you are vocal in the other way and they decide that they want to fire you, that will not cause you to have a cause of action against them in those other states.
It often wouldn't get to the point of someone saying, I'm firing you because of your political beliefs. That's very hard to prove. They may just say it's for your performance.
Well, it is very hard to prove, and that's where the social media aspect of this complicates things, because let's say you post something on Facebook. To be able to prove that the individual saw what you posted on Facebook and then the termination was based upon them viewing that posting, that is very hard to prove. And I look at this the same way that you would advise someone when they're trying to enter the workforce and interview for jobs. You often hear of people who go back and sort of clean up their Facebook posts and take away any embarrassing pictures or anything like that that they wouldn't want a prospective employer to see. I think a similar principle applies to this as well. I think you should assume that anything you put out there could or may be viewed by a potential employer. So you should certainly think accordingly.
Why isn't this under free speech?
Well, the First Amendment only covers actions by the government. When you're talking about private actors, they're not covered by the First Amendment. It's something that you may do on your free time that you would generally view as something that is core First Amendment political activity, you cannot be punished by the government.
Huh.
I mean, really, the prototypical example of the type of activity that some of these state laws would protect is pure political affiliation discrimination. I'm talking to you from D.C. right now, and D.C. has such a law. And I actually had a circumstance one time, we were interviewing an administrative assistant, the individual that was interviewing with me at my prior job actually asked the applicant what they thought of Eric Cantor, who was then majority leader in the House. And the individual was stunned and said, well, I don't know. What do you think of him? And the individual said, I can't stand him. Now, if that individual had in turn responded, well, I love Eric Cantor and I work on his campaigns, and then hadn't gotten the job, under D.C. law, they might be able to file a lawsuit. But in a lot of other states, you wouldn't have that type of protection.
Whoa. So this isn't even somebody who was practicing political speech or taking actions or going to rallies or anything. They were just asked their affiliation.
Yes. Yes.
And that's legal? In other words, you can fire someone just because of their political affiliation or not hire them because of their political affiliation?
If you're in one of these states other than the ones we just mentioned, yes, absolutely, as long as you're not basing it on one of the reasons that are prohibited in the law. And in most states, political affiliation is not a prohibited basis.
By the way, workers and unions have more protections than those in the private space? We mentioned public workers, but they're not always unionized.
Yeah, in two ways, I think the unionized workforce is a little different. One is their employment is often governed by a collective bargaining agreement between the union and the employer that the employees will be bound by. And oftentimes those agreements will have a provision in there that will say that individuals can't be terminated unless there's just cause. But the National Labor Relations Act, which many people think just governs relations between unions and employers, it actually is broader than that. And there were rights under the National Labor Relations Act that will apply to both union and non-union employees, what's called Section 7 rights, to be able to act in a protected, concerted way. So under that law, something along the lines of vote for Obama wouldn't be protected because it would just be an individual statement. But someone who said vote for Obama because he supports the $15 minimum wage and that's what the rest of us are trying to get here at this company for all of us, that might be protected because it would be someone acting in a concerted way to help terms and conditions of employment for a group of employees, not just an individual.
So if there's no state or federal law protecting most private workers, what should companies do to help guide them?
I think the best thing that companies can do, and something that we try to advise our clients on, is making sure that you have clear policies that will establish, for example, limits on the use of company email, limits with respect to solicitations. The best way to do that is to have a policy in place that's going to be applied in a broad, non-discriminatory way, as opposed to focusing on particular types of speech or particular types of conduct. But if you have a general policy that, for example, limits work email to only certain personal uses, or says that solicitation is prohibited during working time or on company property, that way employees at least will have some guidance by looking at those policies as to what the rules are going to be in their particular workplace.
And is there ever an instance in a state where, again, political words and actions are not protected, an employee has any kind of recourse? I mean, are you saying there's no recourse if you're being harassed by a supervisor for your political beliefs expressed maybe in a bumper sticker and other employees are not being harassed? There's no recourse?
Well, it would depend. I mean, if you're looking at it purely as political affiliation discrimination, if you label the harassment or the discrimination that way, in most states, you're not going to have a claim. But might it be discrimination based on sex? Might it be discrimination based on some other area that actually is prohibited? That would provide that employee some protection.
Yeah, but not for strictly political beliefs.
That's right.
Josh Waxman, labor attorney with Littler Mendelson in Washington, D.C., on how political speech and action could get you fired in most states, and it's legal. Josh, thank you.
Thank you.